The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not mastered it. Lord, in danger and in safety, you come. You traveled. You risked everything. And we pray that as we hear your word for us at the end of this year and look to the new year, we pray that we will hear your words of comfort and joy, of challenge and hope. In Jesus' name, amen. To help us open up God's word to us this morning from those readings, I'm going to put on screen a picture of a painting which speaks to me and I hope will speak to you also this morning. I know if you're at the back, you may have difficulty to pick out the detail, but we'll be doing that a little bit later on. The painting is called Anno Domini, and it imagines the Holy Family's escape into Egypt. Mary and Joseph and the infant Jesus look for a place of safety and shelter, far from the reach of King Herod. It's a long and risky journey with no guarantees. And the artist places them at the scene of a religious procession to an Egyptian god, with banners, with musicians. If this picture had sound, we would hear the sound of singing and tambourines and chanting, and of course the donkey's hooves. It's a living picture. There's movement here. And this was painted by an English artist, Edwin Long, who was born in 1829, and he painted this in 1883. And I've seen the original painting a number of times. It's on public display at the Russell Coates Gallery and Museum in Bournemouth, where my mum lives. So I've had opportunity to see it. And this painting is on a big scale. This doesn't do it justice, really. It would probably stretch from about where I am right through at least to where the window is, at least this sort of high. So it's on a huge scale, and you just stand there and take it all in. It's quite visually amazing. And when this painting was first revealed and displayed in London, people queued right round the block to see it. So what do we see when we look at this painting? Well, I see a number of contrasts. The Holy Family look very much out of place. They do not belong here in Egypt. In today's language, we might say that Mary and Joseph and the infant Jesus have photobombed this picture. It looks like they photobombed it. They're caught in this scene, but they're out of place. Mary and Joseph are dressed very plainly. Their poverty is in sharp contrast to the wealth and the opulence of ancient Egypt. They are refugees in a strange land, reminding us today of the many migrants who are seeking safety. And today, if we look with compassion on Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, then we ought also, shouldn't we, to look with compassion on similar families trying to find a home in Britain or elsewhere today. So they look out of place. And another contrast is seen in the movement of the Holy Family. They are traveling in the opposite direction to this pagan procession. They have their backs to the gods of Egypt. And perhaps the artist wanted to deliberately show this intersection, this coming together of two very different pathways. Because you see, the birth of Jesus, his arrival, changed the course of history. BC became AD, Anno Domini. The Christ child would draw us away from idols and false gods. His life and example would lead us in a new direction to love and serve the true and living God, and to put all other idols from the throne of our lives. Today they are not carved, but they are craved. They still need to have their place with Christ on the throne. And here is the revelation to the Gentiles, to those outside of Israel. Now, as we come to the end of one year and the beginning of a new year, we must ask ourselves, where does my treasure lie? Who am I going to follow this coming year? Will I pay homage to the world's passing show? Or will I travel with Jesus? So this is a painting of contrasts and challenge. And this painting, secondly and finally, also shows us human pain and suffering. If you notice where Mary is looking, her attention is on a seated mother and her child. And Mary fixes her gaze on the mother. The child on the mother's lap is dying or dead. The mother's child looks helpless and hopeless and prays. And a child kneels over them. A magic charm or spell is being incanted by the child. And we have a close-up of this part of the picture. Does Mary, as she looks on this child, think this may well have been the fate of her own child, Jesus, had they not escaped Herod? Will her child survive the journey? In this scene, we are reminded of the brutality of King Herod and his massacre of the innocents. As we heard in our gospel reading, this brought wailing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. And do we not recognize the same pain in our world today? The fragility of life, the suffering of the innocent, and the cruel regimes today that use force to gain and keep power, and the mothers and children that are often the victims. But today we affirm they have had their day. Light has scattered the darkness, and good must overcome evil. If we return to the main picture, a new servant king processes into our world, into our lives, humble and riding on a donkey. Jesus comes to us in fragile flesh and blood, born into human pain and joy. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is our healer and our Savior, who would bring us life eternal. He has brought down the rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich empty away. And so the Holy Family kept on journeying. They would return safely to Israel and head to the quiet seaside town of Galilee, where they would make their home. And there, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and man. So as we go from here today, take this picture with you. Take with you the message of God's love come down. We take the Christmas child and the man he comes out of the stable and into the world, out of our church and into the community, out of December and into January, out of the old year and with us into the new. And to ground the message we have heard in today's experience, we're going to watch a video of a mother speaking about her child and how the love of God came down to their family and changed their way of thinking. For the year before us, oh, what rich supplies! For the poor and needy, living streams shall rise. For the sad and sinful, shall his grace abound. For the faint and feeble, perfect strength be found. Onward then, and fear not, children of the day, for his word shall never, never pass away. Go in his peace, and may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your loved ones this day and forevermore. Amen.